What happened to your eye, dude? Why is it so red? You look like a freak.
I was eating some homeless lady's butt. I was thinking about...
And I fell over and hit my eye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Her butt was totally clean. I just, in the process, stumbled back from how good it tastes and fell back into a light pole, which just happened to just get my eye. Can you zoom in on it?
Yeah.
I was.
You look sick.
I am.
Like a lizard or something.
Yeah.
No, sick as in like sick.
Oh, okay.
I think it looks cool.
I know. I kind of wish I could have this year round.
Yeah.
Without it being like a fatal or a serious.
It's not fatal, is it? I'll tell you what was fatal. That lady's ass. Dude, that shit was tasty.
But so tasty, I almost died. I think that's North Carolina's slogan. What? Come on to North Carolina, where we got butt so tasty you might die.
Barbecued homeless lady butt.
I like how we're trying to avoid a cuss word for the YouTube algorithm. What if I just ruined it by playing Olivia Rodrigo right now? Just something super copyrighted.
Freaking dang, eating butt. Why don't I drink you now? Oh, God damn it.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinybk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck! Can we get a clip of that deer hit and get hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Guys, welcome back.
And girls.
And girls.
And whatever you are.
What's up, boys?
Actually,
boys,
yeah.
Boys, we got a big news, boys.
Yeah, boys is gender neutral.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyone could be a boy.
Yeah, boys, we got big news. You heard the news last time. Moment House Show, October 14th
yeah.
at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
It's going down. In fact, we made this sparkly new trailer, and it's going to play right now.
CEO of sperm donation. Thank you. Would you like cum?
Get him on a Zoom right now and we'll talk to him live.
I'm fucking scared.
What are you doing, dude?
Oh. That was fucking
What's
crazy.
That?
What the fuck?
We're totally fine.
Carrington from Love Island.
Putting this actually on God.
You know, I'm bummed almost as much as that homeless lady's butt that we didn't call the show round two.
Oh,
because you know we did. Because yeah.
We can talk about it now because it's in the trailer.
Yeah, we did a bit of pro wrestling.
We learned how to pro wrestle,
and we had a full on match.
I mean, oh, yeah. Wait till you see the end. If you thought the sword fighting was good, wait till you see the end of this shit. I'm actually like really nervous to see how that's gonna turn out
because
it felt insanely sick.
Yeah,
does it look sick? It does. Okay, because I kind of feel like there's a chance where it's going to end up looking like in surfing, for example, like every wave feels like insanely sick. And yeah. You feel like a pro surfer if you catch a great wave. And then you look at a video of it and it's like the most pathetic, sad thing ever.
Yeah.
And it's so defeating.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping it doesn't look like that because it felt so extreme.
I don't think it looks like that purely based on the one clip that we put in the trailer of you fucking hitting the canvas. So
yeah, that hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just wait till you see what other shit we did,
we'll,
man.
And yeah, we'll talk about all of the inside baseball from that whole experience. So just make sure you tune in, momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang. It's literally going to be a movie.
It's going to be a literal movie.
You don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
And, you know, as always, we'll have some guests and really...
Another cringe?
Yeah, yeah. We'll just, you know, we got to come up with a different name. Just so people, just so we don't look like we're doing the same thing for 4 years, you know?
Which? That's cringe?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it's got that brand recognition.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm looking for nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, that's the Tiny Meat Gang guy from That's Cringe. Or is it the other way around? I don't know. He's just so well branded. I just don't know which brand to choose when I talk about him.
Yeah, so momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang.
Did you say sass?
Slass.
Slass.
Slass, Tiny Meat Gang.
Literally call your mom and say, disown me. I just said slass on the podcast. I forgot the H and slash.
October 14th.
5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you know anything about the Gold Rush and American history, that's West Coast. And those two things aren't connected. But yeah, make sure you tune in. Tickets are what, $12.50 or something?
Yeah, like they're like dirt cheap.
Yeah. We, you know.
And there's a little discount for the people who have bought tickets in the past to the first one. So, and that'll continue into the future. So,
yeah. yeah. Make sure you tune into the show. I'm laughing just thinking about everything we did that day. And the last I'll say about that is we definitely should have took steroids going into it.
Yeah.
We should have been doing steroids a lot longer, but I'll save my commentary.
I know. I'm kind of scared for how we look in those singlets. Well, singlet or singlet?
Singlet.
It's a leotard.
Yeah.
Of some sort, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a singlet when you're, you know what? Just we'll save it.
Yeah, we'll save it. Yeah.
We'll save it.
I do want to say, why aren't I on this soundboard?
Yeah, Cody's upset about it.
These are all you.
Whoa, Kenny.
That's all you, not a single one. I make plenty of fart sounds.
No.
And you couldn't just clip one of those?
Wait, no. There's something that smells like pussy on here.
What?
Okay.
I wish I could do that one.
It hits the back of the throat. It's the You know what?
You need to make a beat out of that.
You know what is like so horrible is, so I did shows in Raleigh this weekend, obviously, and I
Awooga.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is.
Sorry, I'm trying to get on the board.
No, you're gonna get on there.
Look, that I might make a couple more sounds like that throughout the episode. Just
no, you should just
pay no mind. I'm just gonna occasionally kind of. Oh,
you should do awooga, but different intonations throughout the whole episode. Like sometimes very pronounced awooga, kind of like Ben or something, and then really hit.
Awooga.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, sorry, I stepped on your action. Go ahead.
No, that's all fine. It's all good. Awooga. What do you think of that one? What do you mean?
What, okay, yeah.
Dude, that's so Dude, that's so awooga.
You're just really trying to get it on. Fucking hell. So I whatever. My new set, it's stark contrast to, you know, our show. My set is like very personal, a lot of dark in there. You know, it's definitely a time. And then yeah, I do a little Q&A at the end just because, first of all, clubs want you to, they want you to do like at least, it's like at least 80 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scary as fuck.
Yeah. So I timed it out to do an hour for the show and 20 for the Q&A because they need 20 minutes to do the checks for all the tables. So, and then they want an opener in front of that. So it's like a lot of stand up. I now realize, you know, it should have been obvious, but that's why clubs have like 20 different comics go on.
Yeah.
Because it's just the food and the drinks and all that. They need time to like run through everybody. And so, I'm doing the Q&A and the show's going really good. I'm like telling all these things about growing up and da da da. It's really special. And then someone's like, this fucking redneck kid from like Benson, like some town called Benson, I think. He's like, he's this fucking, I'm pretty sure it was him. He has like this like it clown smile beneath like a trucker hat.
Okay.
He's like, hey man, on a podcast, you do a really good impression of that fish or some shit like that. Maybe it wasn't him.
You fucker.
Yeah.
I just did 80 minutes
of
stand up. And that's your commentary?
Not only
that.
Hey,
man, do the fish impression.
Yeah, yeah.
That one, you know, the torture fish.
And the fucking room goes nuts. Do it! Do it! And I say, I can't. Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah!
I say no. I'm like, I'm not going to do this. And then I do it. And everyone's laughing. I just like shake my head. I'm like, this wait staff just won't believe what's happening right now. They're like, yeah, he got on stage and did like a, I don't even know what it was, like gagged. And they went nuts.
He gagged, but it kind of seemed like he was enjoying it.
Yeah,
it's hard to explain the sound. It's like half pleasure,
half dying.
Torture.
It just
weird.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe, like, you know, that's what everyone wanted to see that night. You know, and I even left, and people were like, "Damn, that fish impression is good."
People dapping you up after the show, dude. Dope fish impression, by the way.
Yeah, what'd you think about that part about my family? Yeah, that part was cool, but that fish impression.
I don't remember that part, but the fish impression?
Yeah.
Fuck, that was sick.
Wait, you talked about
it well, man. Great set. Great setup to the fish impression. That was good.
Oh. Thanks, man. Yeah.
I love that the whole thing was a build up to the fish impression.
Yeah.
And once you did that, I finally laughed.
Man, that's so crazy. It took you 80 minutes to do something funny, but it's like kind of like the podcast, you know? Like, so hell yeah, man. I'm glad I got to see it though. You did something funny. Yeah, it was honestly
that's really funny.
Yeah,
that's super funny.
The first show I had on Saturday, I think it was. Yeah, Saturday. That's like honestly one of the best sets I've had in my entire life. It was crazy. Nice. Raleigh's like. I was pleasantly surprised. You were like, I like Raleigh. And I'm like, why?
I love North Carolina. I also love like the Tri-City. Golden. What the fuck is it called?
The triangle shit. The research triangle.
Research triangle. Jesus Christ.
It's yeah.
4 years of my life there.
Yeah.
Learned
all about that this
love
weekend.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great place.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill's great. Raleigh's great. Durham's great.
Yep.
Food.
It made me want to go to Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte's cool.
Someone was like, was there any culture shock coming here? And I was like, nah, it's just the South. Like, you could definitely cut the tension. And then everyone just starts busting up laughing.
What do you mean?
It's like racial tension.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's thick. You could, it's here.
Yeah.
Everyone was just chuckling. I was so surprised by how mixed the crowd was. It was like every kind of person was in the crowd. And I didn't realize North Carolina was like that. Because even the schools, when I was walking from the hotel to the venue, so many international people.
Yeah.
And, you know, then I like looked up and I saw, I think it was probably like student housing or something, but like flags from all kinds of countries and shit. It just felt so random because I'd walk down the street and the town is dead silent. I see a group of kids walking by and I'm just fully expecting them to be like, dude, are we going to fucking Fedna tonight? Oh, I'm not going there again, dude. I was so fucked up last night. And it's just like,
but instead they're like, French. Yo, that's Noel. Do the fish impression.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're just like, I can't even do a French like mock, but yeah.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Ah, you are the comedian. Do the fish impression.
The blowfish impression.
The ur.
That was a good one. Add that shit. Fuck yeah. I'm making it on this board.
Language influence blowfish. I'm not gonna lie, that blowfish sounded like it was liking it for real. The one you just did, that blowfish sounded like she liked it. That was a she.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, this is him, the man who does the blowfish.
The comedian.
Comme with the garçon.
Carrot. The blowfish with the carrot forcing into his mouth.
Do it. Or...
Yeah.
Now we don't need to go to the show. Because we've seen it here in person.
Where are you from?
I am from Raleigh. I'm just playing, man. I'm from Benson.
No, I'm not French. I'm from Benson.
I ain't French, man. I'm from Benson. I can't remember if that was the kid that asked me. Maybe it was someone else. But that dude, like, man, he should have been the It Clown. That's what I told him. But he had that same, like clown mouth. Like, his teeth looked perfectly aligned. Like
Cheshire Cat. Sort
of. Yeah, just, it's like, yo, you are a fucking living.
Did you ever say
that? No.
Oh, okay.
But no, that's exactly what it looked like. He's a living caricature, man. But yeah. Other than that, shows were super dope. It's wild how, you know, obviously when we did shows, it was like we were just developing as we went. But the club environment to like write material, man, you can just tune it up just so much faster.
Mm-hmm.
And just doing two a night, it's kind of interesting. It almost makes it easier. Like you don't really get the nerves because you're kind of like, ah, if I blow this one, it's fine. I'll just do it again.
Yeah.
And then you just make notes and it's, I don't know, it's like good for your confidence a little bit because you nail it. And then whatever you fuck up, you know, cause you know, we'd have that. Like when we get off stage, we'd be like, ah, fuck, we forgot to say that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You kind of eliminate that. And then you definitely leave tired though. Holy shit.
Yeah. Dude, 80 minutes twice a night.
Yeah.
Damn. That's
yeah.
Intense.
Yeah. By the second show on Saturday, I was like, I see why you do, like, why comics do coke.
Yeah.
It's like, you need it just to, or even why comedians become alcoholics. If I, like, doing double headers for weeks and weeks and weeks, hell yeah, I'd be wasted. So, I thought about it, man.
Nice.
Just converting to alcoholism.
I went to Dave and Buster's this weekend.
Yeah, how was that?
So that's what I did.
I'm not gonna lie, I was... A little jelly.
Dude, it reminded me of being on tour, honestly.
I mean, the experience at Dave & Buster's, this is not even a brand deal. It's literally therapeutic. They don't tell you that about life. You know, they're always like, go to therapy. Talk to someone. Nah. Go to D&B.
Go to D&B.
Yeah. So how many tickets you walk away with this time?
Dude, 11,000. Over, no, 15,000 probably.
Out of here.
we fucking... blew a bag there. It was just ridiculous. It was like just the most egregious, wasteful thing ever. I walked in and she was like,
$1,000 worth of tokens.
Yeah. She said, how many cards you want? And we were seven people. And so I looked around, I was like, well, seven cards. And then I'll just do the top one, which is $100. And she's like, $100 on each card? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, I mean, and I was like, what? How many games is that going to get us? I mean, she's like, I mean, you're going to be here for like 2-3 hours. So I was like, oh, bitch, I'm planning on being here all day. I'm not going home. And so we did that. Like she was like, are you sure? Like three times. Like it's $700. And I was like,
and all seven,
it was Marcus's birthday. So I was like,
Yes.
So I was like, I want to treat this and yeah. I want to do this. It's Dave and Buster's. We're supposed to have fun. I don't want to like run out of tickets and then have to like sheepishly walk back there and can I refill my card? It's like, no, I want to.
Because she would have shamed you then too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, did you lose on Deal or No Deal already? Yeah, you need another 20 right now? Wow, buddy, you're only here 30 minutes. Okay. No, it's cool. It's cool. Just most people tend to make that last an hour.
I mean, the saddest part was that we spent almost all of it on that fucking coin game.
Rolling the coin down the...
Not that one. It already has coins in it. So you just swipe your card and then you just jam the button and the coins come out.
Oh, and it's like...
And it pushes the coins forward.
Yeah, it's got the little shelf.
Yeah, it's like a two-layer one. So the coins drop and then they push those coins off. But it was a Star Trek one.
Of course.
Of course.
Everyone, when you said that, was like,
that one, the Star Trek one.
Well, okay, everyone had a lot of judgment until you said that. $700, Cody, that's a fun... Wait, the Star Trek machine? Yeah. Keep going. Yeah, you're right.
Well, let me explain this. Why it was so
fun. So there's a guy named Spock, and his... he does this hand thing.
And Chewbacca. No, that's in Star Wars.
I'm just
trying to get another
That's a different off. Machine.
Yeah. All right, anyways, so that was a clean one, Luke. That was a clean one. Let's go! So it was a Star Trek themed machine.
Don't actually put it on the board.
No, put it on the fucking board.
Let's turn Cody into Milton from Office Space.
You said last week I was going to be on the soundboard, and I'm still not on the soundboard, and I just have to say, if I don't get on the soundboard, I'm going to burn the whole ship down.
And then one day I will. It's going to be burned, burned to the ground.
All right, Candace.
Beam us up.
And then Cody will be floating in space in a suit and this whole ship on fucking fire. No, you'd just be floating away way too far. You should have put me on the soundboard.
Yeah.
So explain the Star Trek.
So the more coins you put in, it pushes the coins off. Those get you points, right? And then there's like these Dave and Buster's like chips that get you tickets.
Oh, I'm getting excited.
And then
hearing that.
There's Star Wars like collector's cards in
fucking
there.
Don't
and if you complete a full set of all eight people, then you get 2,500 tickets. But then if you complete the set of the holographic ones, you get 5,000 tickets.
Oh, don't even get me started.
So we're all just like, dude, there's like five guys. The girls are standing there like, what are you guys doing? And it's five guys just scanning this thing over. And we have one person scanning the card and one person just jamming the button. Coins are just falling. Tickets falling. We completed like eight sets of these fucking cards. And we didn't even trade the tickets in for anything.
You just walked out
we
with
just
the ticket.
Out no, with I respect the Buffalo that. Wild Wings.
I respect that.
And just we had all these Star Wars cards.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Star Trek. Sorry.
I know. I would probably just ball up all those tickets.
Yeah.
And maybe like get them laminated or get some artists to like, you know, like memorialize them.
Yeah.
And just put that in the middle of the house, just a big ass bundle of fucking D&B tickets. Oh, well, who made this? Me and my friends.
Damien Hirst.
You know the guy who did CLB?
Yeah.
The cover? Yeah, he's got nothing to do with this. This is our hard work. Me and the boys.
The thing is, they don't print out the tickets. They go on the card.
Oh.
But we just had like infinite of these like D&B like chips that you get from the thing and a bunch of collector's Star Trek cards.
Oh, what?
It was sick.
They don't... Look, Dave and Buster's... What... You don't need to be eco-friendly. You're literally just a shithole place. Like, burn the trees down to make the tickets. I'm upset hearing that. I thought the whole time, like, no wonder they didn't get it. They don't have the physical representation of the tickets just, like, laying out.
I know, that would be
machine.
More fun. They haven't done that for, like, a decade, dude.
Well, they need to bring it back.
Yeah.
Earth's going on fire anyway. Who cares?
That's true. That's a good
point. The whole building would have been going crazy. Like, you see those guys on the Star Trek machine?
It's jackpot. Yeah, like at a casino when someone's hit the jackpot.
You would have emptied it out. Someone would have had to walk over, put a whole roll in. You guys would have just stood there like five fragiles, like, put the fucking roll in.
Yeah. We did break the machine like five times. The guy had to come over and unjam. Every single time we'd go over, hey, it's jammed again. The guy's like, how do you keep, no one has played this for this long. It's a boring game. You're not supposed to play it. It's right, like, it's in the most obscure area of Dave and Buster's because they don't want people to play it.
By the fire exit?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's, like, right next to the bathrooms. And then Sam's on Reddit.
Of course.
He's on the Dave and Buster subreddit.
Of course.
Trying to figure out what the most efficient game is to get the most amount of tickets.
I can't believe it's a Dave and Buster subreddit, man.
Dude, the saddest part was he told me this, and he might get mad for not letting me let him tell this story, but I'm going to tell it for him. But so this guy...
Well, no, it's fine, because if you... Sam doesn't talk, so...
Yeah, exactly.
So that's fine.
Yeah. He said he was on the Reddit, and this guy was like, hey, the most efficient game is the football game, and this is the way that you beat it and get the most amount of tickets out of it. And it's like giant explanation. And someone was like, how do you know this? And he's like, brother, I've been going to Dave and Buster's for a long time. Like, I've figured this shit out. And then that was 10 years ago that he posted that on the subreddit. And so he goes to his profile, and his most recent post was in the Dave and Buster's subreddit from 10 minutes ago. This man has been like
on there,
a power user of this subreddit for 10 years. And even before that, he had already mastered Dave and Buster's. So just 2 decades, this guy has been just a creature at Dave and Buster's.
You know, when he walks in that building, he feels like a machine, oh, like yeah. a killer. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Nods to the bartender. What's up?
Yeah.
Jerry, Samantha, good to see you guys. They're like, oh, fucking, this guy's so sad. Good to see you guys. You know what it'll be. Same thing every time. 700 tickets, please. Right on there.
No,
he's
man.
Got like a holster for his fucking card, like a leather holster for his Dave and Buster's card.
He's got.
Ah! He pulls it out like. Does this shit around like what bartenders do?
I'm picturing one of
those. Rolls it over his thing and it just flips off his hand like this and she catches it.
I'm picturing like almost like a hip holster, like a 90s like failed like hip wallet. It's like plastic with like plastic switches on it. So he just like rolls his hand and smoothly pushes his thumb on the DMB labeled clip. He's like, and it pops out. And he's like, holds like a fucking Pokemon card. You know what it'll be, Samantha.
Swipe that.
And then some just, you know, unsuspecting couples in line, they're like, oh, it's kind of cool. You know what's cooler? What I'm going to walk out of here with.
That air fryer right there. 50,000 tickets. I don't even need it. I have 7 at home.
And they're like, 50,000 tickets? Isn't that like $700? It's not about the money. It's about beating this place.
Now for me, it's $650.
Yeah.
Trust
yeah,
me. Yeah. Once I get a few hours on that football game.
I'm going to get a discount. You'll see.
Discount.
Neither Dave or Buster are busting this guy.
I spend $650 for the air fryer. For the air fryer, and then I flip it on Amazon for $500. That's a loss of $150. But you know how much fucking fun I had?
Dude, this guy with his hip holster wallet and like, what do you think? You think like he's got some like fast sunglasses with the strap in the yep. back?
Yes.
Or are they regular glasses?
No, I think fast.
Okay, fast glass.
I think fast and a hat with the brim like way too
curled up.
Yeah, curled up.
Is it distressed or you know?
No,
what I mean?
I think it's like an old like college football team hat.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
He's been wearing forever.
Yeah, NC State.
Yeah. Yep.
20 years ago, and he's got the what are those like like suburban family shoes where it's. They're like Velcro.
Yeah. Like New Balance type?
Kind of, yeah. It's like Velcro across the front of the foot and the top.
Yeah.
It's like almost like lingerie for your foot.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No. Like sandals?
They're kind of like sandals, but they're like Velcro around like the top of the foot and just below the toes and around the heel. Like
I kind of think he would need more like tactical shoes because like when you're playing the football game, I could see him like taking it way too seriously. Like maybe he used to be a college athlete or something like okay. that. And he thinks that this is like an equivalent of that.
He just wears one cleat.
Yeah.
One cleat and one regular shoot. With jeans, bootcut jeans. Down yeah, to the yeah. fucking...
I use this one for leverage. It digs in real nice to the carpet and then I can just
swing it. Yeah, it's on
I
the
use
front
this one
foot.
To pivot.
Yeah, it's on the front foot, so we can hook in.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So I could stop. I could stop right on the mark, and really just let that thing fly. Let me show you something. Let me show you something. Walks him over, because in the soccer game where there's like the fucking person in front of it, like panning left and right.
I'm talking about the football game. There's one where you can throw footballs. That's the one that's.
How did I just confuse football for soccer? Wow. too much Love Island, bro.
Yeah, seriously.
Jeez.
Yeah, no, yeah. This is like the NFL one. There's like little holes in the wall and you throw them.
Still.
And then there's.
Still one.
And then there's like defenders that pop up from the side. And so oh, you get those.
He's like sitting there. He's like, watch this. Watch this. 3, 2, pop out. Not going to get me.
Yeah. My offense is too good. He's like, calling plays.
Yeah. This one, you got to run a shotgun. Just run straight into the machine. This fucking barrels through. Dunks the ball with his fist through one of those holes. All that. And then just that couple is like just holding their fucking, you know, lime green margarita. It just looks radioactive. They're like, that's really cool.
Let's leave, honey.
That guy's just... in his own world. Yeah. Just fucking bam, 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 bam. Shit. We got to meet this guy.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm
actually a really fun game, too.
Climbing over the front of that and just and they're ramming like, his fist.
Gary, get the fuck out of the machine. Yeah.
This oh, is no, how you can't.
Gary's in the.
This is how you win.
This is the most efficient way.
Just fucking loading it in with.
Oh, Gary, get the. Gary's in the machine again. Nick, he's in the machine again. Oh, God damn it.
Digs his cleat into the thing.
Can't go. Get me out. Grabs him by the shirt. Get the fuck out of here.
No. I'm loaded.
He's just like 50-50, yeah, yeah, 50-50. Yeah, just yeah, clang, yeah, clang, yeah, clang.
No, he just gets his hand in there, just smacking the sensor. Just pressing it.
Gary, I'm
gonna get the high score.
I'm gonna get that motherfucking air fryer.
Just doing the salmon in there. Two hands per hole. Yeah.
Defenders are popping up. He's slamming yeah, his head.
Fucking goddamn, we gotta meet this guy. We seriously, hey man, you wanna do an interview? We gotta do like some Channel 5 type shit where we DM him. We're like, dude,
oh my god,
show us the way.
We should actually. I'm down for that. And I'm actually down for that. Someone, if you're on the Dave & Buster subreddit and you know who we're talking about, maybe DM him. See if he'll
be like, yo, these dudes want to meet you.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he walked in here with that outfit, collared shirt, fast strap sunglasses, hip wallet, NC State hat, bootcut jeans, one cleat, just walked through that door, tall, like wide linebacker build, just fucking. Well, what do y'all boys want to know? We're like, oh, it's the God himself.
It's Dave.
Yeah. You know why they call it Dave and Busters?
Because I've been busting that shit wide open.
Because most of y'all are busters. And the only winners that walk out is me. I'm Dave. It used to be called Tilly's Fun World. Not until I showed up. It's just me and the rest of y'all busters. Damn.
Yeah, did you see the Channel 5 interview with Chet Hanks?
No, I'm going to watch that.
Holy fuck. It is unbelievable.
I love the trailer.
Unbelievable.
When Andrew.
The trailer is just the first minute.
Yeah.
And there's like 4 more minutes afterwards. It's incredible.
When Andrew, like after Chet goes on that whole rant about cultural appropriation. Yeah. And then Andrew does, oh, let me try. And he's like, dude, you're not doing it right.
Can we pull that up? I got to just watch that little 10 second. Segment.
It's right
because the part of him going, oh, now this is starting to stress me out. It's like one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Channel 5 Chet Hanks interview.
Just look at the trailer because then you can fast forward to the end.
I can fast forward to find it.
Wait, by the way,
yeah,
Portland, I'm gonna be in your ass. Just a few tickets left. 2 out of 5 sold out, so pull up. All right.
No. Here, just go to the beginning. Just let me do it.
I can do it myself.
Say that. Up like 7. She went tip. And that just happened to be the week of the Golden Globes. We're coming to the island. You know what I mean? The Jamaicans in America. You know, dude. If I'm interested in fucking...
God damn it.
I can... I don't fucking know, dude.
What? Maybe it is by the end.
I just need to practice for you. Do that.
Yeah, okay.
Don't even do that.
Why not?
You just need to practice before you go on like a stage like that.
Big up to you, them?
No, don't do that, dude.
How did I do it wrong? I don't understand.
Big up, say it with passion, bro. Big up to you, them.
Big up to you, them. I think we almost sounded the same.
I think Andrew did it a little better. Can you coach him through this?
This is starting to stress me out.
This is starting to stress me out.
On behalf of Jamaica, this is starting to stress me out, Chet Hanks.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So funny. Yeah, watch that full thing. It's unreal.
No, I'm sure. I have no doubt.
I signed up for his Patreon because the trailer, like I saw the trailer and I was like, I need to watch this full thing. So then I signed up for the Patreon just to watch the full thing. And then that day he uploaded the full version.
And you just went in? How long is the full?
It's like, you know, like 3 minutes longer than that or something like that.
Got it. Okay.
Or maybe longer. I think it's 10 minutes in total or something. So yeah. I don't know, but everyone should watch that. It's hilarious.
Yeah, man. So everyone's a cold case detective now.
Yep.
Or I shouldn't say cold case, but all of TikTok is detectives. Rest in peace to Gabby Petito, man.
Yep.
Did you know there's a podcast for it?
No way.
Someone started a podcast for it already. I thought that was kind of weird.
It's like weird. Like these people on TikTok, their entire like audience was created just because of this case.
Yeah.
They were like following it so closely.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, I don't know. Let the police do their thing.
But then there's the other part of it where they possibly would not have found her body.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
So you can't be, I just think starting a podcast is weird because you know, you're trying to read ads.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that's kind of odd.
Well, that's a thing on TikTok too. It's like people are making money from their videos.
Yeah, I guess.
But I think it's also some people that just like are passionate about investigative stuff.
No, definitely. I mean, the bottom line though is if there wasn't all this, talk about it, those, you know, those travel vloggers who posted that clip, they may never have, they might have did that in like 3 years.
Yep.
And then they would have found some remains that maybe, you know,
it is pretty wild how that actually worked out. You know, I feel like that stuff, like that's the thing about these like TikTok accounts and stuff is that people are like, I can't believe the police haven't figured out yet that this observation, it's like, they probably have. It's just they're building a case, so you can't.
Yeah, they can't just like, say that
because it'll ruin their whole case.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, they're not going to be on TikTok talking about like the observations they're making and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and people just, you know, make these crazy, like, you know, there's so many stories in the past of like the wrong person being targeted because someone on social media was like, "This is the guy."
Yep.
And then the guy's life is ruined. And
yep.
And so like, I'm just floored by the fact that that actually was the van. Because like a lot of the comments were like, this is probably not it. Like it is coincidental, but most things are. And then that's where her body was found.
Yeah. And I read about the lesbian couple that was shot.
Yeah.
Apparently the connection was ruled out on that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Again, like this is just me falling for this stuff. But this is pretty crazy. Like it was in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
Like a couple days before her disappearance, right?
Yeah, they were found dead, I think, some days after they had been seen. So it's just like, but I guess their friends had, you know, said that this couple had described a weird man outside of their home or something where they lived. So I don't know.
And now the her boyfriend, Gabby's, is now gone.
Brian Landry, yeah, that he's on the run.
So he definitely did it.
He did that and probably some more. Yeah, who knows? I mean, the theory is that he, you know, has murdered multiple people. That's what a lot of people are saying. Which, you know, it's who knows? Like, we'll have to see. But I didn't spend too much time. But I guess, you know, the loose connections people are making is there's like claimed sightings of him, and then coincidentally, people are found dead. But you know, either way, sad. Very sad.
Very, very sad.
Apparently, 710 indigenous people went missing in Wyoming in the past year or something.
Really?
Yeah. So it's just, I mean, you know, people are sort of saying like it's shitty that a YouTuber got all this attention. I mean, but I think the positive here is that now it is like putting a light on. I think it's Yellowstone.
I don't know where it was.
Whatever national park she went to, I guess it's a common occurrence that in this national park that people just go missing. So.
Wyoming National Park.
Why did I say Yellowstone? I don't know. But it's just nuts that the internet sort of got it right.
Yeah. Yep.
Because with the, you know, Boston bomber situation, Reddit fucked that up.
That's the one I was talking
royally,
about.
Royally, yeah.
That's the one I was talking about. Somebody got targeted unfairly, right? Because they were like, this is the guy.
It was a kid that had been missing. Right. It was like a family who lost their son who had gone missing. And I think I have that right. And Reddit, for some reason, got the kids mixed up. And then all these people are posting and talking about, you know, this kid who had been missing. And the family just goes through all this trauma because the internet is like, your fucking son did the Boston bombing. And they're like, what? Our kid's been gone. Son. Like, yeah. And it was something to the tune of that. But yeah, the bottom line is Reddit had gotten that wrong.
Right.
To the point that, you know, now forever, they're always having to moderate posts and shit because they're like, remember when we fucked it up?
Yeah.
So crazy, man. So crazy. Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know that. And
like the picture, do you see the random picture of the bald guy walking?
Nah.
And a lot of people think that it's him, the boyfriend. Like,
oh, wait, I think I did. It was like, yeah, is he like barefoot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the type of picture. Like that's what I'm talking about.
It's yeah.
Like
that
some dude living in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
That just looks like that guy.
Yeah. Just barefoot and bald.
Yeah.
He's like 40 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I haven't had a girlfriend. And...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Between that and the doc I watched about that woman in Cork.
Yeah, that picture right there. Had Brian Landry been spotted, neighbors claimed to take a pic of Gabby Petito's bow. Bow?
Yeah. I mean, that could be
him. Oh, it is
that...
walking outside his home, so.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that makes more sense. Could have pretty, you know, that's the thing about certain serial killers, man. They got the stupidest confidence.
Yeah.
You know, why is it that they want to get caught? Well, I guess like they want to become martyrs or whatever. Like they like the attention, which is sick, but yeah. Yeah. I only can hope that like anyone else that they get this dude. Cause he needs to admit, bro, if he goes and, you know, kills himself in the woods, he fucking piece of shit, man.
Yep. Agreed.
He deserves to suffer. Sorry, that got weirdly dark.
Yeah.
The same, man.
No, it's true, though. It is true.
Anyways, speaking of depressing things, let's talk about Bitcoin.
I'm like looking for something that's not depressing on here.
It was a hell of a weekend, man. I'll tell you.
Oh, fucking Evergrande. The Chinese company.
What about them?
They're like the second biggest real estate developer in China.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, they defaulted on $300 billion of loans. So this is like, you know, the size that could have economic repercussions around the world if they go under. So now it's like, it's really, really fascinating. So they like have been over leveraged for like years. Okay. Like it's kind of a Ponzi scheme a little bit. Like the way they do business that they build buildings.
No way, a big ass company?
Yeah, crazy, right?
That's so crazy.
I know, right? So they build buildings, right? And like the Chinese housing market in like 2018-19 was like insane. And so they were building all these buildings super fast. They're borrowing money to do it, and then they'd sell the buildings, use that money, borrow some more money to do new buildings.
Yeah.
So they're kind of always borrowing money, super over leveraged, borrowing way too much, overexposed like crazy.
Didn't Vice also do a bunch of segments on these like Chinese superstructures that were like large housing complexes with no one in them?
Yes. So I think that was also them.
Okay.
But that was a while ago.
Yeah. I think
ghost cities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something about Evergrande where they like poured more concrete than the entire world in a certain year. I forget what year it was.
Sick.
And all these ghost cities. Because something, you know, the market crash or something like that.
Yeah.
Which essentially is what's happening now a little bit. The market has kind of, I think, tanked a little bit because they impose all these rules. Anyways, now all of a sudden people aren't buying the buildings. And so they're about to default on $300 billion. They were so in debt that they asked all of their own employees to lend them money. And if they didn't, they would lose their bonus for the year. So people, and they had a quota to hit. So their own employees were going to their families, getting them to invest money in their own company. And it was a loan. So they were supposed to be paid interest on it.
Oh my God.
And now all of a sudden the government was like warning people like, hey, Evergrande, I don't think they're going to be able to pay their interest. And now they're not. And so, you know, people, I mean, it's $300 billion that they might not be able to pay, which means that, I mean, like, if any company, it means American companies that are exposed to this could take a huge hit. I mean, it's like
2% of China's GDP. That is insane.
Yep.
I remember when those Vice segments about the ghost cities, they would say, you know, this is all just to represent an increase in GDP for China. And it's like, for what? It's for nothing.
Yep.
Damn, those buildings are crazy.
Yeah, dude, I didn't know this, but like the housing market was so insane in China in 2019 or something that like people were buying second homes and not using them just because they were like, this is the best investment we can make. And so China had to like impose these regulations where you couldn't buy a house if you were single. You had to be married for at least 2 years in order to buy a single family residence.
Right. Interesting.
And that was in Beijing and somewhere else. And then in Shenzhen or something like that, they didn't make those rules. So then it started skyrocketing there. And then, I don't know.
Hell yeah, man. Economic meltdown. That's what we need. Way to make it positive, dude.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, it's just really interesting.
No, it's super interesting.
So now like China's in this weird place where it's like, if these guys are too big to fail and we're going to bail them out, that means that we encourage basically this behavior where people are way over leveraged and are in over their head all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't, it could completely crumble their entire economy.
See, that's the thing. When you get really rich and really powerful, you can continue being a piece of shit. That was literally talking about this weekend. It's like there's no reason to play by the rules at a certain point. Because, if you get big enough to fail, fucking, you know how big dick that is? Like when the government's like, dude, you're over leveraged. It's like,
what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. Cool, let it blow
up. Because if I go down, you go down with me.
See, that's what you guys don't realize is the Joker is actually the story of a billionaire.
Right.
A multi-bazillionaire. And he blows it up. He builds a company. That's going to be the modern Joker remake. It's about a guy who makes a company that's too big to fail. Yeah. Then he walks into the fucking, I don't know, parliament or some shit with the Joker fucking face paint. And they're like, He's like, it's all about the money for you guys. It's like, Rick, is that Henry Ford? Is that you, Henry Ford the Seventh? No, you built a fucking car company. Now you're fucking all of our lives up. And he's just there in the face paint giving his testimony or some shit. Like, I'm, you know, like when Mark Zuckerberg goes in there and he opens up a dossier, he's just reading from a paper. I'm just picturing him that, but with face paint. Just saying Joker quotes and shit. So is it true that you had knowledge that the company was in this amount of debt on the day you accepted this loan? You want to know how I got these scars? Mark, can you please answer the question?
Have you seen these new Ray-Bans? Facebook record video.
Yeah.
You can't record in here, Mark. Facebook, go live.
Yeah. Mark, you can't go live. This is a private hearing.
I'm not going live. They're Ray-Bans. Facebook, go live. We can hear you, Mark. Facebook, go live.
Facebook, go live.
Facebook, go live. Anyone in the chat, I am running out of Joker quotes. If you could just kindly feed those through TTS, thank you.
Facebook, go live. There, you can take that one.
Yeah.
Put that one on the board.
Yeah.
Facebook, go live.
No, I'm just picturing him doing it.
Remember the old guy on the bench?
What old guy? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah,
about
yeah
last of course. Week?
Yeah, yeah, just fucking.
Did we talk about that in the bonus or the? Was it? Okay.
Yeah. Facebook, go live. Old guy just senile on the.
Go back online later. Dude, he's still online. He's in the stream for 8 hours.
Yeah, live 12 hours. Still at that bench at nighttime. They forgot to pick him up, so he's just going to sit there. God damn it, dude. I'm still just picturing Mark in face paint in, at fucking Washington, D.C., like into his palm, like,
Facebook Live.
Mark. No one's buying the glasses. It's not going to save you now. Just still trying to fucking sell his way out of shit. Let's talk about your debt. Let's talk about these glasses first.
The Ray-Bans.
I've
gotten you all a pair. Have you noticed? Now, if all of you were to put them on and say, simultaneously say, Facebook, go live, all of you would be live right now.
Let's say you were out doing some sort of activity, like smoking meats, for example. You could go live while you're smoking meats and still have both your hands free to smoke those meats.
Damn.
Dude, so Fortnite and Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Collabed.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah, yeah?
Nah, I already bought everything. Let's have a look at what's coming in the mail for me.
Yeah, which one did you get?
All of it.
Let's see.
Everyone's talking shit. I bought literally all. Yep, all that. Yep.
Which one? The whole top.
Yeah,
of
all of it.
And those
yeah.
two. The
everything.
Red shirt.
Everything you see is in my.
The car. Red hat too.
Yep.
Right there. And you buy that jean jacket too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can we just drill into one of the shirts and just like get a close up on the design there? Like, click the red one.
Yeah, I'm wearing this one for.
Can we get a close up of the front of it.
Halloween.
So you see what they did there. Yeah, it's $500. But you can see why. So what they essentially did is they took the Fortnite logo, right? They didn't change it at all.
No.
And they put it just right above the Balenciaga logo.
Well,
and didn't change that either.
Well, it's a cultural. It's a cultural statement. This is a physical representation that Fortnite is bigger than Balenciaga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's art, man.
I see.
Yeah, that's what they've done here.
Oh.
They're letting you know the cultural significance of Fortnite relative to Balenciaga. Yeah.
Who is this for?
Me.
Besides you.
Ninja.
You know.
Yeah.
The next red carpet Ninja is on.
Yeah.
He's going to be rocking this shirt.
I mean, and him and the wife, they love designer. So.
Oh, yeah, they do.
There's no reason that they wouldn't. Good. Let's have a look at what else I ordered. I
wish he was invited to the Met Gala.
Just wearing this?
Fuck. Anything. Anything he wore to that would be incredible. That's about to be you. Go up. The dog of the white hoodie.
Yeah, dude.
That's about to be you.
Yeah. Next episode. Just wait for it, man. How much is the hoodie? I forgot how much I spent.
Like, who's buying this? It's kind of dope, actually.
$730? That's right. That's exactly how much I spent on the hoodie that I purchased. Can we have a look at the back?
Imagine all the fun I had playing that Star Trek game.
Yeah.
Hours of fun. That's what this is worth.
Yeah.
It's not, but they think it is.
Well, bro, let me put it to you like this. If there was a Balenciaga D&B Star Trek collab, Star Trek coin machine collab. I mean,
I'd play the shit out of that.
No, I mean like clothing.
Oh yeah. The Dave and Buster's logo?
Yeah, with Balenciaga.
They should start doing this with everything. Like,
yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
Chili's.
Can you zoom in on the back graphic? I want everyone to see what the back of my hoodie is going to look like.
What does that say?
It's
it's just like a tag.
Oh, it's retail row, but in different languages. Yeah. Because again, this is like signifying that Fortnite is an international phenomena. It's a force to be reckoned with. Madonna is so jealous that she is nowhere near the fucking cultural importance of Fortnite.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what this hoodie says.
Got it.
That's why I paid $730 for multiples of them.
Multiples?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I had to get all the colors. Nice. I got different sizes too, just in case I get smaller or bigger. Yeah, I just don't know what's going to happen to me in the future, you know?
Yeah. You know how Steve Jobs wore the same shirt and pants every day? He just had like different...
Yeah.
So you didn't have to think about what he's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is going to be for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Every single day, yeah. Fortnite.
Maybe
Balenciaga
I'll
collab.
Fortnite. No, I'll go white.
Yeah, that's all you have to decide.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go white large today.
Or white mediums.
Yeah. I feel a bit lethargic. I'll go white large.
What does
today.
This say though? Like, what does this say to people that see you? What are you trying to express with this piece of clothing?
I'm fucking cool.
Right. Yeah.
I have 730 to blow on a hoodie.
And time to play Fortnite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enough to where you're that much of a fan of it.
Yeah. I'm trying to let them know, like, literally I'm better than you with these clothes. I'm like...
Like, anyone who has this much money to spend on this...
Uh-huh. Is cool.
Like either is a full-time video game person.
Yeah.
That makes a fuck ton of money.
Yeah.
Or they don't have the time to play video games.
Bro, can you imagine like a bunch of rich kids, like the same kids that go into Walmart and demand their parents get them like, you know, at the height of Ninja's run, like the parents that went in and were like, "Mom, get me the Ninja underwear and the Ninja socks and the Ninja t-shirt and, you know,
Ninja patented dumple."
Yeah, and you know, the Ninja branded blue hair dye.
Right.
Can you imagine rich kids going with their parents to Balenciaga like, "Mommy, I would like Fortnite."
Yeah.
"I want Fortnite."
No, that's what I think it's for.
Yeah.
It's kids of rich people.
Yo, those glasses go down. I'm so glad I bought these. Yeah, they're out of stock because I bought them all.
Paired with the shoes too.
Oh, hard as
hell.
The
ones that look like socks. Dude,
the shock, nice shock,
the
dude.
Sue. I have those.
Do you?
Yeah, they sent them to me.
How many times? Maybe we shouldn't bag on them.
No, I don't give a fuck. They're the worst.
Are they comfortable?
Yeah, I mean they're absurdly comfortable.
Yeah,
but that's it. They've sent, Balenciaga has sent me two packages.
Nice.
Both times I'm like, this is incredible. It's the only designer brand that ever has even like contacted me, let alone send me something for free.
Yeah.
And one of the times it was this.
Mm-hmm.
The second time it was their NASA backpack.
Oh, well, no one gives a shit about NASA.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Jeff took
that.
They sent
me the wackest shit.
They should have, yeah.
Next week it's going to be the fucking Fortnite shirt.
Oh, if they did that, I'd be fucking really upset.
Because then we'd be matching?
Yeah. Like, don't send my friends my clothes.
Okay. Send me something cool, Balenciaga.
This is my identity.
Please. Like, the sunglasses, for example, or those pants. I would wear the shit out of those.
It's so funny that Balenciaga is like a premier brand, and the only reason they did a NASA backpack is because, like, NASA graphics are, like, what's the legal thing for, like, open source?
Yeah.
Creative Commons?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's...
yeah.
What is it, Luke? Public domain. That's the only reason they use that shit. Everyone's out of ideas.
Search it. Balenciaga NASA.
You sell a one-of-a-kind spaceship as a... You can buy, like, one of the spaceships that blew up or something as a unique piece of merch. You know, like Supreme sells a brick.
Yeah.
Balenciaga. We're collabing with NASA. Yes, you can buy the
this
half.
This is the one they sent me.
Fuck, dude.
It actually would be pretty sick, like
here?
Beside that helmet?
Yeah, it would. It
looks the same as that.
Scroll down. Let's see some more.
I should bring it here. How much is it worth?
Bro, how could you ever wear that? Like, how could, like...
$1,700? I'm selling it. Fuck that, dude. $1,700.
No, dude, bring it here.
No.
No,
that's
come on.
Straight on Depop.
Bring it here. No, we need it. Dude, we have to see this in person before you sell it. Before you put it on Depop, bring it here.
Holy fuck. Who would ever buy that?
I need to see this, man.
That dude, that's who buys it.
No, that guy doesn't even know where he is.
Those glasses are just pitch black.
Yeah, he has no clue. Like, he doesn't know what he's wearing.
Put these on. Yeah. Put these on. He's gonna look great with that fit. He's like,
it's kind of dark.
Wait, are these supposed
here?
To be? I can't see anything.
Then they glue his mouth shut.
Trust me, it's gonna look great with the fit.
Yeah. It'll go away in about an hour. Just shh. Just look important.
All right, now turn towards the camera. Wrong way, but that's actually fire.
Yeah. Let's see some other pics of this astronaut. Oh, see? I'm telling you. I bet she's not even a real person. Damn, we should talk about
that should be a Fortnite skin, that guy.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
And he's not able to pick up any weapons. He just can only look like that.
And he can like do that with the backpack.
But it does no damage and he can take no damage. Yeah. You're just invincible in the game looking like that. And you can't run. You can only walk. Or no, he's just stuck on that glider.
I'm just saying. No, it's like he's always like the controls are always turned 90 degrees, so you go forward and he goes to the right. Yeah. And you're like, oh, this is so annoying.
Yeah, he's just always sideways.
And just turn around.
Some fucking Joe slide. Just what the fuck is that? Just keeps turning. God damn. I wish there was a skin like that in Fortnite where you can't win, but you can't die either.
You're just like an observer.
Yeah, you can just walk around. That's how they need to make it open world.
Yeah.
700 people in a server, but 600 of them are just in Balenciaga skins. It's just like Second Life. They're just chilling.
Can't build, can't
Yeah, nothing. Yeah.
They're just getting in the way. Dude, move. Yeah. Move, dude.
It becomes not cool to play Fortnite for what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Like a role-playing Fortnite server?
I was just going to say, like GTA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, you know, they're working on it.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
Just building, you know, one floor bungalows.
Yeah.
And just like being neighbors.
Hey. Yeah. Is their character just. Want to come inside? Yeah. Is that the cool.
Sure. Yeah. Edit in a little door. Cool. Sick. It's cool in here.
We should talk about those four civilians that went up in space in the bone. That was a good seg, man.
Okay, yeah, I'm down.
Wait, you have to bring the backpack in, though.
Okay, I'll try.
Bring it in next week, and
I
then
don't
you
even
can
know
sell.
Where I put it. I was that disinterested in it. in the bag. I hate this.
You had no idea that you literally had the greatest piece of fashion.
I know. Home. I know.
You idiot.
I know. I didn't appreciate it for what it was, I guess. I just was expecting a shirt or something I could actually wear.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Coming up in the bones. By the way, I just feel like I have to call this out because, some of you are saying, you guys, all you talk about is crypto and TikTok. Yeah, crypto and TikTok is, for us, what monkeys were for Joe Rogan in the first 5 years of his podcasting career. It's just, just the fascination.
Yeah.
So we've implemented a little fail-safe here. For any time we have a burning hot take about crypto or TikTok.
We got a little ice bath
for the hand here. I'll tip it to the camera. So can they see that?
So this is called hot takes.
Yeah. So anytime
we have a hot take, we only can talk about it for as long as we can keep our hand in the ice water.
This is one of Kyle's genius ideas. And so with that being said,
what's yours?
Oh, fuck. I don't want to talk about Addison Rae anymore.
That's it.
I just had to, get used to it. Here's the problem with he's all that. Oh, my God, bro. Good luck. Dive in.
Okay. So I watched Legally Blonde last night.
Yeah. How do you feel about it?
Great movie. Stands the test of time. But I know I'm going to be really disappointed when they bring it back featuring Addison Rae.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah. Hurts. Yeah. It's not
that
fun.
It hurts.
It's not fun. Here's the thing, dude. I feel like crypto markets are just the inevitable fucking hell.
Dude, if Tyrone Woodley would have just...
Everyone's loving this. They're like, yes.
Yes. No,
we brought that out. Yeah, you're fucking rubbing your hand. Like, yeah, so...
dude.
We brought that out feeling like, dude...
No problem.
Yeah, no problem. I'm gonna talk about this shit all day. Ow!
Dude, my nipples look like Rogan's right now. We fucking all right, guys. Hot take. Fuck, that hurts, dude.
Yeah, it's not fun. Here's the thing: Jake Paul is not a good boxer.
Oh, actually,
it's smart.
Nice. Fucking ice down some liquid death.
Have you seen a slushy cup before? This is the type of slushy cup they need. Fucking. All right, gang. We're going to talk about space and other shit. Oh, wait. We got to do the, Hollywood Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up in the Bone Zone, lesbian couple murdered in an ellipsis, Netflix Schumacher documentary, and NASCAR at the Coliseum. Also, you don't want to miss teen gets USB in penis.
What's up with the Bean Club?
Yeah,
find out after the break. Wait, and one more plug before we go, but I will do this for the plug.
Okay.
Momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang for the show. It's going to be fantastic. A lot of fun. Tickets are only $12, I believe. Fuck.
Momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang. Make sure you show up. It's going to be a really, really fun time.
Yeah, and also... Awoga! Ow. Ow, I know.
Yeah, it's not fun.
That sucks.